What are they experiencing in the gospel today as Jesus speaks to them? Often when someone is trying to make a point, they will use things like logic, or they will quote a plethora of scripture passages in order to make their point. And we'll see here it says this, and see here it says this, and see here it says this. Jesus simply seems to be speaking. He's not making a case of logic, of reason. He's not even appealing to scripture. He is simply teaching. There are times in our lives, my brothers and sisters, when the Lord does speak to us. And one of the characteristics that is helpful to identifying when he speaks is that he speaks like he does in the gospel today. I know one particular story that my father used to tell me about when in his tiredness, I think it was child number 3, that had 3 children and 3.5 years in their first 3.5 years of marriage. And at a certain point, my dad tired, in the middle of the night, my sister crying. He said a few choice words and was unhappy, and had an encounter with Jesus, who simply looked at him and said, "You do not deserve this child." And the witness of my father was, in that moment, you had no defense. You had no, there was nothing in his word that you could say, "Oh yeah, well, but I've been up since such and such a time, and I have this." He said, when he spoke, it cut through everything. And he said, the only thing that I could say in response was, "You are right." It's been my experience as well. 49 years of life, I've heard the voice of the Lord several times. He doesn't have to make a case of logic or reason or quote scripture passages to you. All he need do is speak. He is the Word. The Word that the Father spoke to bring everything into existence. When he speaks, it possesses the power and authority of the one who speaks. So I can say to the unclean spirit, "Quiet, come out of him," and it is enough. No magic formulas, no right word of phrasing, this and that. And we don't understand this because we have moved past this in our mindset, but for the Roman law was very much this way. A person could lose a whole case by phrasing the Latin the wrong way. The whole case could be thrown out of court because they didn't phrase it the right way. It was almost as if the legal system and the pagan worship of gods was like combined into this system of things. It was like, "Oh, no, you misspoke. Your case is done. It's over." Jesus speaks. And it possesses power and authority, unlike anyone that they have ever heard speak before. When Jesus speaks to us in our life, my brothers and sisters, it's not an invitation for us to debate with him. It's an invitation for us to receive the truth that he says. And the beauty of it, my brothers and sisters, is when he speaks the truth, you will know it in your heart. It will resound, and you will simply say, "You are correct. You're right." And so we see that today in witness, one who has spoken like no one has ever spoken. He desires to speak to you, my brothers and sisters, through the scriptures, and sacrament, and sign, and mystery. When he speaks, receive. Allow him to reveal who he is and who you are. Amen.